This is Kevin Burke from the Department of Kinesiology, Leisure, and Sports Sciences at East Tennessee State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. This episode, known as The Clubmen, aired on December the 11th, 1961. It was written by Fred S. Fox and Iz Ellenson, directed by Bob Sweeney. Well, The Clubmen is all about Andy and Barney being invited to be considered for members for the Esquire Club. And the way this episode opens up, you see Andy and Roger ride up in a convertible, and Roger's from the Esquire Club. They've just been fishing, and they have a little bit of a chat, and Roger invites Andy to come up to the club to possibly be considered for membership. And after Andy goes into the clubhouse, I love these scenes they do in Andy Griffith's show. And again, the writing and just to think to do these scenes is just brilliant, where Andy walks in and Barney's asleep in the back. And, of course, just Barney laying on his back and in a funny position is hilarious. And so Andy decides to have a little fun with Barney, which happens quite a bit in the Andy Griffith show. So Andy goes and puts his fishing equipment down, then goes back and slams the door and to wake Barney up. Barney wakes up and comes running out, and his shirt's messed up. His tie's crooked, and Andy looks down and he sees that Barney doesn't have his shoes or socks on. So he's asking Barney what's been going on, and Barney's like, just busy, busy, busy. and Andy's like, busy doing what? Barney says, first one thing and another, and he keeps cutting off all this other stuff. And then Andy asks him if he had time to go fix the sign, and Barney says, no, I'll go do that right now. And so Barney runs out, and when he gets outside, he realizes he doesn't have his shoes and socks on. So Andy runs in the back, grabs his shoes and socks, and hides them in the drawer. And it's just a hilarious scene when Barney comes back in trying to find his shoes or socks, and then Andy says, you looking for these? And pulls them out, and Barney gets all mad and upset about it. And he always has these little lines that he says something about, Andy, maybe you should put a red bulb or a red nose on and join the circus. And get so mad about that. But I always love those scenes where Barney is sneaked up on by Andy, and Andy plays some kind of little trick on him. And again, they do that quite a bit. Andy starts to tell Barney that they've been invited to visit the Esquire Club, and this is a very prestigious club, and Barney's just overwhelmed and excited about the possibilities, and it's a big social event for Barney. Now, of course, Andy's the exact opposite of Barney. He could care less whether they join or not. So Barney and Andy go down to Floyd's barbershop, and the whole idea here is Barney wants to brag to all the guys that he's been invited to visit the Esquire Club, and Barney continually talks like they're going to get in. And at the end of this scene, Andy reminds you, remember now, we're just going up there for them to look us over, and you know, we may not get in. And Barney thinks, oh, that's not going to happen. And there's a couple of exchanges here between Barney and Floyd where Barney for once wants Floyd to be nosy, and Barney's trying to hint at Floyd to ask him about what he's got to do later this week, and Floyd wouldn't do it. And it's just a funny scene between the two, a funny exchange. As Andy's about to leave during this scene, they realize they're going to be out of town that night, so he gives the keys to the courthouse to Floyd. Think about that. You know, the Andy Griffith Show didn't have to write that in. Why would they want to write in that the sheriff gives the keys to the local barber so that they could let possibly Otis in for the night? I mean, and he's even going to leave a note on the door for Otis. Again, I just think it's brilliant the way they did the down-home stuff to keep the Andy Griffith Show so low-key. Andy leaves the barber shop, and then Barney expresses he's concerned that not getting in the club, and he's really referring to Andy. He thinks Andy needs a little bit of polishing. Now you can imagine what kind of polishing you're going to get if Barney Fife's going to be doing your polishing. So again, it's a funny thing. And again, the whole idea about polishing is you get to the next scene. Barney's trying to talk Andy and learning how to talk about rich men's games such as golf and the stock market, and it's a cute little scene there also where Barney's really wanting to prepare for this, and he puts a big cigar in his mouth and says, we're the Esquire type. So the next scene you see is Barney coming into Andy's house, and Barney's got his salt and pepper suit on, and Andy's all dressed up, and Opie's in this scene. It's a little cute little scene where Opie's wondering why his pa's getting all dressed up if there aren't going to be any girls there. And again, it's a cute little child's perspective. When Barney comes in in his salt and pepper suit, and Opie goes, wow, and that's about all anybody can say because he looks so good. And then Andy makes a line. He says, you look good enough to take to the fireworks display. Can you imagine dressing up to go to the fireworks display? Of course, what Andy meant by this is that that he's going to stand out so much and be like a fireworks display. Well, Andy and Barney go up to the club to meet the members, and you see this nice big room, and it's actually at Roger's house. And Barney proceeds basically to make the guys not like him. Now, how could you not like Barney Fife? But really all he was doing was pressing. He tried to talk about stocks, and you can see by the looks on the clubmen's faces that they really didn't care to talk about stocks. And then when he started talking about golf, Barney confuses golf scoring, thinking the higher the score, the better. And then later on when they're having a dessert, they're having Baked Alaska, and Barney says the dessert's named after the state. And again, basically Barney tried too hard, and so he really ruins his chances to be accepted to the Esquire Club. Now, another funny scene is when you see Aunt B. Opie and Andy in the kitchen, and Barney comes busting in, running into the kitchen, wants to know if they'd heard anything, because it's the next day, and they'd just been to the Esquire Club the night before. And Andy's trying to calm Barney down. The phone rings. Barney jumps over to the phone and says, let's let it ring twice. You don't want to seem too excited, and the phone doesn't ring again. Then later they're sitting in the kitchen, the phone rings again, and Aunt B gets on there, and and she's talking to Marie, and Barney's so upset he wants the phone line to be clear. He calls Marie the biggest blabbermouth in town, and that's Marie Sims. And so Barney, a funny scene that I really enjoy, Barney's rushing Aunt B off the phone, and Aunt B says she has something in the oven so she can get off the phone. So anyway, after a while, Andy reminds Barney that aren't you forgetting about the school crossing? So Barney goes, oh yeah, and so he runs out to do the school crossing. While Barney's out doing the school crossing, the Esquire Club members come by the courthouse and talk to Andy and basically tell him that, Andy, you've been accepted into the Esquire Club, but Barney wasn't. And again, the delicate way that the men tell Andy and the way Andy handles this and shows, the care of the people in the Andy Griffith Show. But although this was a prestigious thing, Andy's like, well, you know, Barney and I don't just work together. We're friends. And if Barney's not in, it's probably best that I don't get in. And let's not hold any grudges. Let's just keep being friends, and we'll just neither one bother to be into the club. Everybody leaves on a good note there, and then Barney comes rushing in. He saw the Esquire Club members had been there, and Andy tells him, well, they only accepted one of us, and this is funny. Barney immediately assumes that they didn't accept Andy, and again, showing Barney's care for Andy, Barney pulls out pen and paper and says, I'm going to write a letter, says, I'm not going to join their club, I'm going to resign right away. Which again, it was funny because Barney made the wrong assumption, but it was also great that Barney said, they're not going to take you in, I'm not going to be in. So Andy and Barney actually thought a light on that one, and I just thought that was great. Now, again, with television commercials nowadays, and they cut things out of the Andy Griffith Show, and sometimes they cut even small little pieces out, but you usually don't see the ending of this, and this is such a cute ending. The way it ends is Andy comes into the chorus, tells Barney, says, we've got another club that wants us to join, and Andy, Barney's like, which club is that? And he says, it's the Tomahawk Club. And in comes Opie with Indian headdress on, and so Andy, Opie, and Barney put on an Indian headdress, and what you see is a front camera view of Andy, Opie, and Barney being sworn into the Tomahawk Club, and it's really, that would be a really cute photo of those three. So again, the Andy Griffith Show and the Clubmans, another good episode where, again, the caring is shown in a humorous way among the Mayberry family. Now, the trivia question for this particular episode is this. What day and time does the Esquire Club meet? Again, they have a weekly meeting, but what day and time does the Esquire Club meet? If you'd like to take a guess at this, you can email me at burkek@etsu.edu, or you can go to burkeonmayberry.com, and there you'll find the answer under the trivia and podcast section of the website. But again, I love the emails you're sending me. Keep doing that. I also want to talk about another podcast, a Mayberry podcast that's out there. It's Two Chairs, No Waiting, being done by a friend of mine, Alan Newsom. Does some really good interviews with some tribute artists and some true characters actors from the show. Also, you can find this, by the way. You can either just Google Two Chairs No Waiting, or you can go to mayberry.com/podcasts, and that's plural, P-O-D-C-A-T-S. And again, you can catch this Two Chairs No Waiting, and it's getting close to its 30th episode. And again, I think you'll enjoy some of the interviews. And even if the people aren't characters in Andy Griffith Show, a lot of the interviews are about people who have met people from the Andy Griffith Show. It's a really good story, so I highly recommend that you